Yes, indeed. Last year we had a little bit of controversy with what he was trying to establish in his bill. Over the summer and during the interim, we actually worked on this legislation and we came to a compromise. What I was concerned about were those people in my district who are low income and who have extended family members who end up taking, for one reason or another, end up taking care of children who have parents who have these EBT cards. But when I found out that there are people misusing these cards and the TANF funds, I was very upset about it. These funds are supposed to be used for families that are in need, and specifically for children who are in need. And when I heard that there were people using these cards in casinos and at strip clubs and out of town on possible vacations, I was dismayed. So the senator and I decided to work together to make sure that my concerns were not only met, but we would also deal with the fraud and abuse that exists in our state. These funds, and I have to reiterate this, these funds are for those people who are in need, the most vulnerable, the poor in our state. And if those funds are misused, that means that we are not addressing the constituents that I have that are in need. And so this approach in Senate Bill 251 is an opportunity for us to make sure state funds get to people who are truly in need. And that is why I'm thankful to Senator Krause. We are on two different sides of the state. We have two different constituencies. We're from two different parties, and obviously we look differently. But we have the same compassion about those people who are truly in need in the state of Missouri. And that is why it is an honor to co-sponsor Senate Bill 251 with Senator Krause.